Howdy there, everyone, and welcome to the Unknown Mining Podcast. And I'm your host, Aaron Hanchy. I'm here today with Catalin Kilifliski from Goldplay Mining Corporation to dig a little deeper into what's going on in junior mining and some of the unknown things that we can learn from Catalin and his company. Catalin is he's the president, CEO, director, and founder of Goldplay Mining. And he's got over 25 years of senior leadership in mining, including management, capital markets, and corporate development. Most recently, before Goldplay, he served as the director of corporate development for Tudor Gold Corp and helped bring that company over $500 million in market capitalization. He's worked for several other TSX-listed mining companies over the years, and he's based in Vancouver, British Columbia. So, Catalin, thanks for joining us today.
Aaron, it's a pleasure to be a guest on your show, and it's a pleasure to share a little bit of kind of our experience in the space, in the junior mining space. And I like the theme of your podcast. There is actually a lot of unknown in the space. Believe it or not, many of the unknowns are actually the reasons why I decided to found Goldplay, because you know, there is so many unknowns in the space that have a big impact both on the project side, but also on the corporate structure side that, you know, when you actually look at how important those are, you know, they do make a big difference in the way the companies are structured. And of course, it make a huge difference in the success of the mining company. So more than happy to share some of my thoughts on that.
Yeah, and we're happy to have you here. It's really true that mining and exploration is actually all about the unknown. When it comes to the geology, when it comes to the investing, everything's a risk, nothing is certain, and we're always looking for the next big play. And I guess that's a little bit where Goldplay is coming in for you guys. And it is unknown what you've gotten into with Goldplay, but the more you learn and the more you work with it, it seems like it's becoming less and less unknown.
That's absolutely true. I mean, and that's what you want to have. You know, you want to go from an unknown situation to a situation where basically you make a discovery. And, you know, that's really what Goldplay is after. We want to make a significant discovery. And how do you achieve that? You know, everybody wants that, right? Everybody, every single mining company wants to do that. Well, there is some, you know, key to achieving that. One, it's work with the people that have had success in the past and were able to create significant value for shareholders, really. And we do have those. You know, we have Walter Coles at Skeena, the chairman of our advisory board. He's created a $1 billion company. And I remember the days when Skeena was 10 million market cap, same as the company I was running at the time. So, and I'm a good friend with Walter. So that's an example right there. And, you know, that we do have other people in the board that are, you know, world-class renowned metallurgists like Dr. Deepa Malhotra. He's worked on every major mine in the world. We have an ex-senior Newmont executive as part of our advisory board. So, you know, there's basically people. So I think, you know, this one. But then it's projects. You know, we didn't want to work on projects that have been around forever and look the smart guys that are going to do something with it, right? We really were looking and have been looking for the unknown. So something that's not known in terms of, is there a major project, and make a discovery. And we really have three big projects in BC that have the unknown potential. Specifically one, I think the Big Crown project is not really unknown. There is some known stuff there that's very intriguing, like 1.2 kilo silver, 2 ounce gold, and a bit of what has been done. So we will actually be the first company to prove up the unknown, basically, and do a drill campaign this summer. So very much looking forward to that.
Yeah, thanks. As a geologist, it's really the unknown and the discovery potential that drives me. And I can certainly appreciate the reasoning you just gave for working in sort of new terrain and unexplored environments. And that brings us to the first question, which is actually the whole point of the Unknown Mining Podcast, Catalin. And that's, what is something that the average Joe or Jane doesn't know about the mining industry?
Well, I think there's a big list of things, but you know, we need to focus on one or two things. You know, there's actually many unknowns in mining. And the reason I'm saying that, I've had a chance to meet with many, many investors throughout my career, being all over the world, really, in Europe, North America, Asia. And there's a lot of unknown about junior mining, right? The general investor doesn't really know much. You know, I'll give you maybe two or three examples very quickly here. You know, one unknown, which, you know, may seem like something that people should know, it's my junior mining company only spend money. There's no revenue, right? We don't generate cash. We rely on investors to trust us with their investment dollars, and we spend them. There's no revenue. We always are basically spending money. And some people are like, okay, like I had no idea about that, which is a simple thing, right? That's just one example. The other unknown is, you know, it does take 10 to 15 years from making a discovery to producing metal. So it's a long time. And if you look at how investors can benefit and when they can make the most money, and of course, you know, there's also the risk of losing money. It's in the early days. It's basically when you go from a concept, a target, to a discovery, right? And I'll give you an example, a recent example, Tudor Gold. When I got involved with the company there, they're trading about, you know, 25 cents. We have not really made a major discovery yet. And within 9 months, the stock ran out to $4. Why? Because we made the discovery. You know, people did make up 15 times to up to 20 times their money. Can you make the same amount of money as the company moves forward towards the production? Very less likely, right? So that's the time when you want to be involved, you know, because from there you go through engineering and permitting and construction and production. So yes, you can make some money, but nowhere close to 10, 15 times your rate of return. So if you want to get involved in the mining space, of course, don't put all your money, but try to pick, I would say, five juniors that you like, and invest equally in all of them. And if one works, you could, right? So, and of course, you know, you can also invest in physical gold or physical metals to hedge your bet. And of course, in more senior producers that are more predictable. But so that's, I think, just a few things. And like everything, even in life, the other unknown is people do make a huge difference. Because after all, you know, you really want to look at kind of trusting your investment dollars with people that have delivered shareholder value, have created returns for shareholders in the past, right? Unfortunately, the junior mining space, due to the risks involved, and even Vancouver does not have a hugely positive reputation. You know, we've seen cases in the junior mining space when a bunch of companies just, you know, spend the money and there's nothing to show for it, right? And there's a reputation problem too for the junior mining space, which is another unknown. But I think it's getting better. And that's why, again, you have to look at who's behind the company, what track record do they have, and will I trust them with my money? And also, you know, are they putting their own money? And in the case of Goldplay, most of our board men and the advisory board members are shareholders and they put their dollars. So, you know, we can keep going, but I'll leave it right at that about the unknowns in mining.
Yeah, it's a good point you make. I think the more we can know the unknown, the more we minimize the risk. And there's always this famous square diagram where they talk about the known knowns, the unknown knowns, the known unknowns, and then the unknown unknowns. And these are the ones that you want to avoid, are these unknown unknowns, because these are the things that as an investor or as an exploration geologist that you have to deal with when they come up. These are the things you don't know that you know.
Yeah, and I'll give you one last example. Really, when it comes to junior mining, right? And investors and money coming from investors. Well, the only reason why, or the main reason why the money coming from investors to a junior mining is to provide answer to the unknown question, which is there a mineralized system? how much of it is it, you know, so that's really in essence the junior mining, how it works. Money are coming from investors, for investors to the company to provide answers to the unknown questions about projects that are in the company, and which is a huge ball task, right? And that's where you have to then filter down to projects, people, track record, okay, to make up that final decision. Will I trust those guys with my money, right?
Yeah, no, I think you're absolutely right. Katzlyn, we mentioned a little bit about the risk and the management and the investment side of the unknown in mining. But what about the unknown rocks? What about the unknown metals, the unknown deposits that are still out there? It seems like in 2022, we've found already a lot of the existing copper and gold deposits. And I'm curious, as Goldplay is looking at unknown and newly discovered porphyry systems, how do you find these type of unknown deposits? Where do you look for this stuff?
Yeah, very, very good question, Aaron. You know, there's, I think, two things I want to touch base on here. One, it's the fact that people don't really know that the easy projects, the one that, you know, were easy to find, near civilization, high grade, profitable, have been mined out for most part, right? So the easy stuff is gone. And people don't know that to find new major projects, you have to go to remote areas. You have to go to countries that are probably not as friendly to mining as Canada, US, or parts of Europe are, in order to find your next project. You know, because mining and metals, we cannot make metals. You know, like we can grow metals, right? You have to find them and extract them from the ground, and they've been deposited there for billions and billions of years. So we don't have an alternative. There is no man-made gold. There is no man-made, you know, copper and so on, right? So you have to find it. So, you know, it basically becomes harder and harder and more expensive to find new projects and new mining projects, right? And I think what you're seeing in the space now with the metal price going higher, it's almost inevitable, because unless there is a certain price that people pay for the metal, you're not going to have mining, period. It's not profitable. Right, you can't have losing money business. So that's one. And another thing which people don't know much about, I mean, they do hear a lot about global warming. You hear it every day, and it's a real thing that's happening. Well, in the northern part of Canada, and this is where basically most of our mineral deposits are and new discoveries, there is such thing called glacier retreat. Right, so effectively, new fresh ground is being exposed every single summer, and this is ground that nobody has ever walked on. Right, so think about the situation where you have a geologist team walking there this coming summer, going in an area where they know it's mineralization. I'm talking now about Big Frank and even Scotty West, and be the first guys to grab samples, map structures, and find, you know, hopefully the next mineral discovery, right? So it's a really interesting opportunity, a very unique opportunity that we have as a result of the global warming, inevitable, you know, new and new ground is found. And, you know, I gave example of Tudor Gold before. At that project particular, I think it's about 100 meters of new terrain every year that's being exposed vertically, right? So it's a big, big part of the project that every year it's kind of fresh and coming for the first time ever. So it's a great opportunity and a prime time, a prime scenario for making discoveries, right? Just think about where in this world you can go where nobody has ever been. You can go to the moon. Nobody's been there, or, you know, maybe America's been there.
Just a couple, just right? A couple guys. No geologists.
On the earth, there's really not a single place. Everybody's been somewhere, or, you know, for most part. Well, once the glacier retreat goes, this piece of ground, you know, has never been walked on. And this is prime for mineral discovery. And we are counting on that too for our work program at those projects that we have in our portfolio.
Yeah, it's really actually, to me, it's really interesting, the location of, for example, the Big Frank project, because this is in a glaciated terrain, but it's also in a well-known mineral belt and mineral area. So The fact is, we know that mineral deposits exist in this area. It's just maybe we haven't seen them for millennia because of glaciers.
That's exactly right. That's exactly absolutely right. And, you know, there is it's effectively being always covered with ice, parts of it, right? And how can you spot it? How can you find it, right? It was more or less impossible. And that was even the case with Tudor, which I explained earlier. Geologist, I remember talking to him. Ken was also the CEO of the company, a super, super smart geologist, very well accomplished individual, high degree of respect for him I have. And, you know, he basically was telling me a story where he walks on the ground on a project during the summer, and you know, he can step back 20 years when he first walked on the ice, and the ice would be somewhere in the sky, maybe like 400 or 500 meters high somewhere, right? So you're sitting down on a ground, and then you look up 400 or 500 in the air, and that's where he used to walk. Right, under 400 or 500 meters of ice, right? So it's a unique situation, you know, where, as I said, geologists can work on things that have never been seen before.
Yeah, no, it's true. And it's not often we tout the positive effects of climate change, but maybe in this case, it's something to look at the silver lining of, because you've got this type of exploration going on in Northwest and Northern Canada. You've also got Greenland beginning to open up some mineral exploration programs there, and different places where you have land ice retreating, you start to see just new development of new projects, just people poking around, looking through the rocks and discovering a little bit of that unknown that exists there. Katselin, as this is the Unknown Mining Podcast, and we are very happy to have you here, you've shared with us some of the things that you believe are unknown in mining. And for me, as a young geologist, I'm sitting here trying to learn some of that stuff. But what is something that when you got into the junior mining business that you didn't know?
Yeah, I mean, there's probably more than one thing. It's always a lot of things, right? But I think really, to be honest with you, the one thing I didn't realize at the beginning is how important is the experience of people you work with, right? Because not one guy cannot do everything. And, you know, I'm not a geologist myself. I've been involved in junior mining companies for a long time, but it's not just me. It's the people you work with, right? How important and how critical is the importance of having the right talent around you, the right geologists, and keeping people motivated, keeping people really feel that they are part of the family of the team, right? It's maybe, you know, a cliche, but really it's hugely important, especially in mining, in junior mining, because, you know, really we rely on people, we rely on a number of experts in the field to make that discovery, to stretch the investment dollars to the best we can, so we could, you know, provide shareholder return, right? And, you know, it's very little room for error in the junior mining space. You know, I'll give you an example. If we end up with an unskilled geologist and we trust him with, you know, with the money we receive from investors, we have nothing to show for it, right? So it's really hugely important, the expertise and even the track record of the people you work with. You know, I didn't quite understand that at the beginning. And as I progressed through the sector, I realized how important is the people involved in a mining company. Hugely important. And of course, and there's many other things, but I think people, it's my number one thing. And again, going back to goal play, that's the reason why, having been in the space for 25 years, I decided to create a company from scratch and handpick the best people I can get, both on a management team board, advisory board, and then the geologists we are working with, handpick them. Because, you know, people can make and also can destroy things, being companies, being, you know, so this is a situation with Goldplay where I'm proud that I was able to really handpick everyone, and not only handpick them, but make them feel as owners. And as I said before, majority of people invested their own dollars, and embarked on our strategy, and they are part of our ambitious goals to become a successful mining company. Because you know, one thing we don't want to do with Golpe is become another non-relevant junior. We can't afford that. We have people that have huge track record in the space, and it's a reputation that we have to maintain, and we have to deliver results. There's no way around it. Show me what you got. And that's really a kind of our thinking.
Absolutely. Well, Keslin, it's been my pleasure to have you on the first episode of the Unknown Mining Podcast. I couldn't think of a better guest to have for the first time. And it's been my pleasure to talk to you today.
Absolute pleasure, Aaron, and I wish you good luck with your podcast. You look like a smart young geologist, and we'll welcome you to maybe pick some rocks in northern Canada here and hopefully be part of a discovery team one day.
That sounds like something I would be all over. That sounds like a great opportunity. Thanks again, everybody. This was Katalin Kilofliski from Goldplay Mining. If you want more details on Katalin and the Goldplay projects, you can find the website for Goldplay and the contact details in the podcast description. That's a wrap for the first episode of the Unknown Mining Podcast. Until next time, keep digging deeper and keep exploring the unknown.